Oh, hey. You heading out?
Okay. Have a good time.
No, I'm fine here. I know. Pandemic's over. We can emerge, blinking into the sun again, finally. I know. Be with the humans again. Go have fun. Fun. I'm fine. What? No, I don't want to go out. No, you can't make me.
No. You're my roommate, not my boss, I guess. You can't make me.
I don't know. It's like you get used to the confines of your four walls after a while, and you just kind of think, yeah, maybe I should stay in, you know? No, I'm kidding. I don't want to go out tonight. Thank you for inviting me. Really, no, I appreciate it, but I don't know your friends. I don't really, you know, I don't. You need to go out and spend less time with me because we've been in each other's face for too long now. So go look at other faces. You know, like the. Do you remember when this first started? Maybe you did. Did I show this to you? There's that comedian singer guy in the States who did a parody of Hello, Adele's Hello. Do you remember? And he did it like from behind the sliding glass doors of his house, like he's trapped inside, you know. Hello from the inside. Yeah, exactly. I just remember that line. I'm so sick and tired of my own goddamn face. That's how it feels, right? Yeah, so anyway, go look at other faces. Go. I'll be fine. You're taking an awful long time to put your scarf on. It looks great. You look jaunty. You weren't going for jaunty? Okay, what are you going for? Wickedly handsome. Okay, well, that's gonna require a couple fewer bows. Let me see here. Let me help you here. Here, just. Okay, hold on. Now, take that. Put that down there, and now, there, we'll just, you see, if you pull it down like that, and you tuck that part under there, then, there, you see? Delightful. Okay, go. Bye. Have fun. What? You can't steal that. That's my line. You can't say you don't want to go out either. You do. Look at you. You've been getting ready for an hour. And you've been talking about this all week, that you get to see your friends from work, right? That you haven't worked with in like a year. You used to complain about, just FYI. You used to hate these people, and now suddenly you can't wait to see them. Such is life, right? But, so why don't you suddenly want to go out? What's going on? Yeah, I, before the pandemic, honestly, we didn't really see each other at night. Do you remember? We used to come in from work and, you know, we'd talk a few minutes in the kitchen, and then I remember you used to go off to your room and play video games or watch porn. I wasn't sure. I didn't want to know. Maybe it's a combination. Maybe there's porn video games. I'm pretty sure there are. And then I would do my thing, and then we would sometimes, you know, watch TV for an hour or something. And then it was just, yes, I remember that. And then I don't know. I guess just the pandemic, the lockdown, just kind of felt like we're suddenly trapped in an ice station in Antarctica or something. And so, you know. It was the blackout when we started talking at night. That's right. Yeah, when we couldn't do video games or porn. Or whatever it was I was doing. Are you kidding? I was being very wholesome. I was just making erotic audios. But you're right, that the blackout, right? And we had no electricity. So, right. Yeah, I liked those conversations we had too. Yeah. I mean, we talked about everything, didn't we? I think we've solved all the world's problems and come up with a new idea for reversing global warming. Yes, reversing it. And what else was it? Oh, space junk, right? Yeah, that was a good idea you had for space junk. Because it must be really bad up there. It must look like, you know, that kid from Peanuts, the dirtbag guy from Peanuts, and he, when he goes around, he's got this cloud. I bet you that's what the Earth looks like from space if you were an alien. But we talked about aliens. Yes, we decided against the likelihood of there being an alien civilization. That was the motion passed, or whatever they say in debating societies. Right, because the jumpsuits, yeah, we just figured there's just no way an advanced society is going to have matching jumpsuits. So, yeah, I know, I enjoyed it. We had a lot of fun. We talked the books, yes, and I showed you, see, it's right there. I'm reading the one you recommended, so I do listen. Just not about how to load the dishwasher, because I'm sorry, there's just no proper way to load a dishwasher. I don't care what your mother told you, there is no right way to load a dishwasher. You just throw them all in there. No, that's the hill I'm gonna die on, sir. That's it. There's just no other way. Yes. Yes, I enjoy spending our evenings talking as well. Yes. Well, it's just that, you know, eventually we're going to have to leave this room, right? Like we are eventually going to have to go outside and rejoin society. I'm glad you're shaving again, I have to say. Sorry, just, you look nice. Yeah, and I'm glad that, there's at least a few days off from the sweatpants. Not that you don't, you know, you rock sweatpants, you do. If anybody can pull off the unshaven sweatpants look, it's you. But just, you look nice, and I just want to let you know. But, you know, what I'm saying is, this is all part of re-emerging back into civilization, is that we have to do that, right? We have to start hosing ourselves down and you know, polishing our teeth, and off we go, and, you know, trying to meet other humans again. So you know, let's talk later, you know. But yeah, of course I want to meet somebody, but I almost feel out of practice. Like, I sort of feel like I don't know what to do anymore. Like, I wouldn't know what to say, or like, is everybody just gonna be completely desperate to jump each other? I mean, I don't know. I certainly feel that way sometimes. Yeah. No, it's getting. No, it is getting pretty bad. So of course I want to. You know. Yeah, I mean, of course. Of course, you want human contact. Besides yourself. So. Yeah. But I might watch some sexy movies while you're gone tonight, maybe. Not saying I will, but it's nice to have. And nice to have a living room to myself, completely, knowing that you won't walk in on me enjoying the movie. No, I don't mean porn, no. No. You're gonna stay, for sure. Well, shouldn't you text somebody and let them know? You really want to know what kind of... No, I would not watch porn alone here. No. It's so fast. It's over too quick. No, I like a little more. Yeah. I don't know. There's just lots of movies. It can come from anywhere. I mean, there can be a really hot scene in just about anything. So you don't have to go look for specific movies, you know? Like, okay. Okay. There's this new series on Netflix. And it's called something like The Woman in the Window Across the Street from the Girl in the Window or something, right? And it's a satire of all those kind of domestic thriller books that have been popular, you know, like Gone Girl and The Woman in the Window and The Woman on the Train or The Girl in the Train or whatever, you know. So it's a satire. It's quite good. It's subtle. I mean, a lot of people don't get it because they think, is this a drama? Is this a thriller? Is this a comedy? What is it? And it's like, yeah, get comfortable. Yeah, if you're gonna stay here. Assume the position on the couch where you normally do. So there's this one scene where this hunky guy has moved in across the street from her, of course. You know what's interesting is that he's not actually great looking, this guy. Not that it matters, of course, but it's just that he's presented as being good looking in this story. But really, it's just hair and beard and British accent. He's just got the tropes down, right? And he has abs. They did focus on his abs. But if you took away the hair, which was kind of floppy and over his face, and if you took away the beard, right, which is kind of rugged and cute, like dark hair, whatever, and you took away the British accent, which, you know, tends to drive people crazy, and, you know, he's just kind of a normal guy. But it's funny how those little cues, right, make somebody, you kind of buy it that he's attractive. Yeah, I just thought that was interesting. So they've been kind of, she's into him, obviously, this woman who watches from across the street. She's really into him. She thinks he's really sexy. And they have these moments of, like, eye contact and stuff where you kind of think, oh, maybe he's into her too. And she's sitting in her chair because she sits in a chair and she drinks these gigantic wine glasses, like an entire bottle of wine will fit into one of these glasses, and she just drinks endless amounts of these things. And so she's looking out the window and she sees him in his window across the street, and he's on an exercise bike, right? Whatever. So he's just whatever. He looks over and sees her looking at him. Okay, you following me so far? Yes. Okay. So cute British guy comes out and she's looking at him. She's just regular blonde American girl. Okay. And so he sees her looking at him and he just gets off his bike and you see through the windows of his house that he just goes downstairs. He opens the front door of his house, walks down the steps and down the driveway, whatever, across the road, walks up her front stairs, and then just opens the door to her house. Doesn't knock, just opens the door. Walks in. She's standing up now because she's like, hey, what's going on? And he just kisses her. No words, okay? Just kisses her. Like, hand into the hair kind of thing. Hand on the neck, sort of. Come here, you know? Kisses her. Crazy hot stuff. Then, and this part was too fast, but it's always too fast for me. Then, he lays her down on, lays her. I hate that verb. Oh my God, I never get it right. Laid, lane, lies, laid. I never get that right. Anyway, okay, she's kind of like halfway angled on the, it's a chair, right? Like it's a big chair. It's a puffy chair, but it's not a couch. So she's kind of awkwardly laying back against the armrest, sort of, okay? And what I found really cool about this scene is that they've both still got their clothes on and everything, but they both sort of, the actors are just kind of reaching their hands down into their nether regions, and you realize that they're just kind of like undoing themselves, especially him. He's just kind of making a withdrawal, if you know what I'm saying. And I'm assuming that she's like moving something aside, right? And he's just inside her. Like, it's not crazy fast, it's not rough, it's not whatever. It's just he's just fucking her. And you know, they still haven't said a word to each other, and now they're just kind of, he's just moving on top of her, and she's like, you know, rolling her head around in ecstasy, and they're kissing, and they're just, you know, and then they come, and it was just like an incredibly hot scene. It turned out to be a dream. She was just drunk and imagining all this, but nevertheless, the scene itself was really, really hot. Like, yeah, I could see how she'd be sort of fantasizing about that. Maybe it was a fantasy, not a dream. Maybe it was a bit both. I don't know. But it didn't happen. She just imagined it, right? And I was thinking, yeah, I could see how that would be really, like, if there was tension built up between two people and they both knew that they wanted each other, and he just, you know, just, yeah, you know, just came and got what he wanted. Oh my God, that sounds pretty bad. I mean, it's so, like, it was so clear, right? She wanted him, so it wasn't, like, any consent issue or anything, nothing like that. But, yeah, it was just, yeah, so, yes, I do like that kind of thing. I know, it would take some pretty big balls for a guy to do that, for real. I know, I understand. I know, but it's just something about that idea of just the no clothes, I mean the clothes on thing, and then just reaching down and just, you know, no foreplay, no nothing, just right to the... Yeah, I know. Well, I think that would be pretty sexy for the first time you're with someone. I think that would be pretty, pretty passionate in its own way, you know? Well, it would make you feel wanted, that's for sure. Well, yeah, I would like someone to do that. Yeah, sure. You have kind of a strange look on your face. You're trying to decide what? Whether he should do what? Well, you definitely should. Yes. he got himself out of his. Yeah, he got his cock out. Yeah. And I think he touched her to see if she was wet. And she was. Oh, yes. Yes, he just thrust inside. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. she did. I think she did reach down. Oh, grab his ass and pull him into her. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then made him come. Maybe it was the other way around. I don't know. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No, you're going much deeper. Much deeper. Look like he did. Oh my God. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, she definitely came first. Yeah. Oh, you think he came too? You think? Yes. No, it's okay. No, it's more than okay. Oh my God. Oh, holy fuck. Oh wow. There's a lot I've wanted to say to you, and I don't think I need to now. I think you get the idea. Wow. This better not be a dream. Pinch me. No, just don't pinch me. You can bite my neck, though. Ow. Okay, it's not a dream. Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Oh. Wow. Oh, am I glad you didn't go out tonight. That was intense. Oh, my God. Did you like that? Did you like that? Oh, boy. Where's the remote? I wanna watch more of that show, see what else they do.